Blog Talk Radio.
My life was torn beyond repair. I felt so alone, seeing no one care. You came along, gave me a song to ease the pain and erase the strain.
You,
with no one,
no one to blame.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to the new season of Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold has a new season on Blog Talk Radio, Monday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all started in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of religion and rhythm. When our first ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs, field hollers. These are the basic essentials of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music. And from gospel music came blues and jazz and rock and roll. And even the music that we have today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, a people who have overcome adversity after adversity, still striving to be the people that God would have them to be. That's what Gospel Gold is all about. It is a program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so that you can tell others about Gospel Gold. On the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play. You'll find articles about various gospel artists. You'll also find the link for the Gospel Gold program each week. Each program is archived. That means that each program has a separate link. You can always go back to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, find whatever program that you would like to hear, click on that specific link. It will take you to that program. We pray that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We're on every Monday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. It is our custom that before we start our program, we start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for the new season of Gospel Gold. We thank you, Lord, for those who are listening and those who will hear this program long after it has been recorded. We ask, God, that you will instill in our hearts and minds, give us the encouragement to keep on praising your name. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for tonight. But first, let's listen to this.
Free.
But,
oh,
thank God
he did.
I can't thank him enough. I can't
gracious. He's so merciful. In the storm of rain, he comes my fear. And I shall deny.
There is a call-in number if you would like to call in and speak to us in the studio. Area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. Our first feature tonight is the original Gospel Harmonettes. Acknowledged as a prime influence by no less than Little Richard, the Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama, based gospel harmonettes were among the greatest and most successful female gospel groups of the 1950s. They were led by soloist Dorothy Love Coates, who also composed many of their best-known selections. Their music transcended the spiritual foundation to appeal to a secular world on the threshold of the civil rights era. Formed in the 1940s, the group initially was called the Harmonettes, later modified to the Lee Harmonettes in the wake of a tour with soprano Georgia Lee Stafford. The group original members were Evelyn Sparks Hardy, contralto Odessa Edwards, soprano Vera Kalb, alto Willie Mae Newberg Garth, and mezzo-soprano Mildred Miller Howard. Their first lead vocalist, Coates, enlisted in 1947, but soon left to take care of her infant daughter, who was born with cerebral palsy and epilepsy. Re-Christianized the Gospel Harmonettes by 1950, they soon appeared on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. The success of this program resulted in a contract with RCA Victor and prompted the addition of the word original to their name. Their early recordings went nowhere. However, after they signed with Specialty in 1951, at which time Dorothy Love Coates rejoined the ranks, the original Gospel Harmonettes' first release from Specialty Records was I'm Sealed and Getaway Jordan. These two records quickly shot them to popularity, and it also struck a powerful chord among the listeners. Among Coates' compositions are It's Enough, covered by such groups as Ray Charles to Johnny Cash, He's Right on Time, You Must Be Born Again, I Won't Let Go, and You Have Been Good to Me. These songs qualify as gospel standards. Evelyn Sparks Hardy retired from the original Gospel Harmonettes in 1953, although she continued to record with the group, but on the road she was replaced by Detroit pianist Herbert Pee-wee Packard, later an accompanist for James Cleveland. Despite the group's enormous popularity by the end of the decade, both Edwards and Kalb had retired as well. And from 1959 to 1961, the Harmonettes were inactive. Dorothy Love Coates was reborn as a civil rights activist, often working with Martin Luther King Jr. She reformed the Harmonettes in 1961 with her sister Lillian McGriff. The soprano Cleo Edwards joined alongside the original members of Mildred Howard and Willie Mae Garth. Their comeback record, Come On In My House, was a hit, and although they never quite recaptured the prominence of the Golden Era, the group continued touring into 1971. In later years, Dorothy Love Coates frequently toured with Garth and her daughter, Carlita Coates, who also performed a number at the Jazz Festival and even appeared in 1990 film, The Long Walk Home. We're going to listen to a few of their songs tonight. We're going to listen to You've Been Good to Me, You Must Be Born Again, and I Won't Let Go. Maybe not necessarily in that order. But tonight, on Gospel Gold, the original Gospel Harmonettes.
Mm-hmm. You brought me from a mighty Trouble of this world.
No!
Tonight I want to feature a lady who has been very dynamic in the gospel recording industry and in the gospel music world. Hailing from Richmond, Virginia, of course, I'm speaking of no other than Maggie Ingram. Born July 4, 1930, in Mulholland Plantation in Coffee County, Georgia, Maggie Ingram worked in the cotton fields and the tobacco fields with her parents. It was hard and humbling beginnings, but the Lord had a special place for her life, and she accepted the call at an early age. She began playing piano and singing at an early age and exhibited a great love for church and for the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ. At 16, she married Thomas Jefferson Ingram, whose family also worked as sharecroppers in Georgia. The couple had five children, John, Lucius, Tommy, Almeda, Christine, and they moved to Miami, Florida. It was there that Mr. Ingram was called to the preaching ministry. Miss Ingram and the children worked with him as he preached in the rural areas outside of Miami, and though times were tough, the family was determined to help in the ministry. She took odd jobs as a domestic and taught her children to sing harmony. It was from these humble beginnings that the Ingramettes were founded. Sister Maddie Ingram and the Ingramettes were soon sought after singing group in churches and gospel festivals, auditoriums, church conferences, and other places throughout Florida. After her husband returned to Georgia, Miss Ingram found herself a single parent, but depended on her faith to help raise her five children. In December of 1961, Miss Ingram moved her family to Richmond, Virginia, because her oldest son suffered from rheumatic heart disease that was caused by the year-round sweltering temperatures of Miami. She had been in Richmond before when touring with a Richmond-based group called the Silver Star Quartet, as she knew that the climate was moderate there. Miss Ingram found employment in the home of an energetic attorney who was working on civil rights cases, Oliver W. Hill, Sr. Mr. Hill and his family welcomed the Ingrams into their home with open arms. He helped Miss Ingram gain employment with the city of Richmond, where she worked until retiring to open her own daycare business. She also began a prison ministry with her children and partnered with the Mount Gilead Baptist Church in 1970. On the fourth Sunday of each month, she and her children would travel to Unit 13 in Chesterville, Virginia, where they sang and played for the prisoners, along with speaking the word of the Lord. She continued her prison work and provided transportation for those family members who wanted to make visits could not due to the expense of travel. Miss Ingram also initiated the legislation that would allow family day programs and minimum security prisons so inmates could visit their children. She later opened her home as a halfway house to female inmates who were released so that they could have ties to the community as they tried to reestablish themselves in society. The Ingramettes continued to grow. Miss Ingram added her oldest granddaughter, Cheryl Beaver, to the group. Over the years, others have joined the ministry and continue to work faithfully with Mother Maggie to spread the gospel and song. In 2008, the Ingramettes celebrated their 53rd year in gospel music, and Miss Ingram celebrated 58 years in the field of gospel. Because of their collective work, a body of work, the field of music, the group has received numerous awards from the governor and lieutenant governor of the state of Virginia, as well as the mayor of the city of Richmond. Maggie Ingram passed away in the evening of June 23rd, 2015. I wanted to bring Maggie Ingram and the Ingramettes to the forefront tonight. You may have heard them, you may not have heard them, but they have been a stalwart in the gospel recording industry. So tonight, Maggie Ingram and the Ingramettes, and you'll only hear it here on Gospel Go.
Something wrong. Something wrong. Something wrong. Something wrong. Something wrong. Something wrong. faint. Many times we pray and we ask God to bless us. And as soon as God blessed us, we forget to pray. Sometimes we just grab back and enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Don't even go to the church like we ought to go. You yield the gold. God had to send a flood through Richmond. For the people had stopped praying. He decided to let them know that he was still God. And he could do just what he wanted to do. Came over the news one day that a flood was coming. And I thought about old man Nora yesterday. When I heard the flood was coming, church, I scrubbed out my bathtub and I filled it up with water. Not only that, but I got me some bleach gels, yes I did, and filled them up with water too. And the people in the neighborhood laughed at me. But I kept on trying to get me some water laid aside. And just a few days later, the rain began to fall. And at that time, you see, I was working for the welfare department. And I always went into office on Monday morning with a smile on my face. For you see, I'd been out singing God's praises all the week. But I walked into office that Monday morning. I had a great big smile on my face, and one of the girls said, "Here come that old crazy Maggie Ingram." I don't know what she's grinning about. That girl, don't come in here talking about your God this morning. Because I don't want to hear about that. We've got trouble around here. That some of us don't even have food to eat. And some of us sure enough ain't got no water to drink. That girl, what you grinning about? I said, God is a God.
God is so good to me.
You see, I have been good for God. And God has been good to me. She said, well, I don't want to hear that. That we sitting here can't hardly make. Then the helicopters never got in before we left this morning. And we don't have no water. The flood done messed up everything. I can't see what you're grinning about. I said, God is a
God is so good to me.
About that time, one of the girls said, now Ingram, wait a minute here. Said, don't come in here with that noise. Said, a supervisor's in here this morning, and you're going to make us lose our job. I didn't mean no harm, church. I didn't want nobody to lose the job. By that time, another one of the girls stood up and said, where was your God when the rain was falling? One of them said, matter of fact, where is he right now? I said, God is
everywhere I go.
Woo, 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 woo. Thank you, sir. I said, my God is
everywhere I be.
By that time, one of the girls knew I was going to get happy. For the tears began to run down my face. She said, Ingram, don't holler in here, cause you gon' get us fired. So being a humble child, I didn't want to make no trouble. I just walked over to the clothes closet, stuck my head in the door cause I knew I was gonna praise him. And I said, yeah, yeah. That's the way I do when I get happy. I have to tell God, yeah. I said it again. Yeah,
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 yeah.
God, he's so good to me. In the hall. Somebody was coming. And I didn't want to make no trouble. But God had been good to me. About that time, a big lady stood up. We had one of them in the group, too. The woman carried a switchblade knife. Didn't nobody mess with that lady. And I didn't either. She said, oh, I don't take all of that. And I know the man, too. Said, what did the Lord do for you that he didn't do for me? I said, God saved.
God saved.
Oh, yes,
my
she looked at me right strange, because she didn't know what I meant. But I said it again. I said, God save.
God save my soul one day.
Then I began to smile at her. I said, honey, not only did he save my soul, but do you see my feet? He's done something for them too. What did he do for my feet, children?
Humpati asmari clay. Woo, 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 woo.
And not only that, but my God
placed him on a rock today.
Oh, I knew I was going to get happy again. So I just ran over to the closet, stuck my head in the door. Didn't want to get nobody fired, you see. way home from a gospel program one night. I was sitting in the back of the bus and I didn't have much to say. And usually on our way home, we'd be talking about what a good time we had and how we enjoyed the program. But on this particular night, I was sitting on the bus, not having much to say. One of the Ingram men said, I wonder what's wrong with Mama. One of my sons said, Mama, the groups really did sing, didn't they? I said, well, they sung all right. My other son said, Mama, did you enjoy the program? I said, well, it was all right. My daughter said, I wonder what's wrong with Mom. I said, children, something happened at the program tonight that left Mama feeling a little sad. And this is what I told them happened.
I didn't hear nobody pray, no, no.
I didn't hear nobody pray. I said, Lord Jesus, seem like I'm on this journey sometimes.
Nobody pray.
They say, you know, she's telling the truth. We got there before the program started. And I don't remember nobody praying a prayer. I said, children, I sat there listening. And this is what happened on that program.
Nobody.
Nobody.
I didn't hear nobody pray.
Lord, it's been good to us. He brought us all. Program went. They called on the first group. The group didn't sing so good. But down in my heart I knew that they'd done the very best they could. They called on the second group. And they come running out on the floor. The way they clown around and carried on. God knows it wasn't nothing but an outside show. They called on the deacons to take up the money. I saw them go through the little side door. Then I heard the master of ceremonies say, he said, all right, y'all, let's get on with this show. Sit there listening, church, but
nobody.
They didn't even thank God for the money. With tears in my eyes, I sat there listening, children.
Sitting in my living room the other day, I remembered my childhood days and how when people said they loved one another, you could feel it down in your heart. Most of my childhood was spent on the farm with my grandmother. Sometime early in the morning, she would pack an old bag and take me by my little hand and we would start out going from house to house. Oh, we wasn't going there to gossip, but I'm talking about real love here. She would just be checking to make sure everybody was all right. Sometime as we walk along, we would come upon a home where somebody was lying on a sick bed. She'd set that old bag down, yes she would, and pull out that old long white apron. She would go in there and she would scrub the floor. She would wash the clothes, go on down in the kitchen and make sure the food was cooked. you could feel in days of yesteryear. And then as the sun would be going down, she would take me by my little hand, and we'd make our way on back over the hill. Oh, out of all she would do sometime, the Lord would call somebody home. We didn't have telephones in those days, but that love I'm talking about right here, you could feel it when something had happened. Sitting in the backyard playing one day, I looked up and saw her standing in the kitchen door with a sad look on her face. I said, Grandmama, what's wrong? She said this, somebody left this morning on that morning. Yeah.
Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great supporters like you. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Our cash app is Gospel Gold 22. Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. If you would like to get in touch with us through email, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have information that we can use on our program. You can get in touch with us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. And you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold, Cash App, Gospel Gold 22. We thank you for listening to our program. We pray that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. So until we see you next Monday, 12 noon, God bless you is our desire.